This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us in studio this morning, C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. Malia, how you been?
Great. We're ready for summer to come someday. We're ready to be past this weather.
I saw a temperature that starts with the number 8 next week.
That's what I heard.
We're excited.
It is very exciting stuff. Of course, as we talk today, don't forget about the Klaus Quiz question of the week. Works real easy. At the end of the show, we'll have the Klaus Quiz question of the week, and then you can win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Amazon. Speaking of Klaus Quiz question of the week, we do it each and every week. Let's look back at last week, talk about last week's question and answer for the quiz question of the week.
Yeah, so last week's question was, what year was the Securities Investor Protection Corporation created, also known as SIPC, by the way?
Yeah, no one remembers SIPC.
That's right. So Securities Investor Protection Corporation was created in 1970. By the way, don't call our office with that answer. That was last
yes.
week's. We will do this week's later on.
People go, gosh, that's really easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the Klaus Quiz Question Week, we'll have one for this week as well. Coming up a little bit later on the half hour. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637, and online at klausfinancial.com. This week is something that that does truly apply to each and every one of us, and it's a great thing to talk about. Me. Let's talk about when is the right time and making that determination, when is the right time for me to retire?
So by the end of the show, we will have all decided when Sean should retire. That's
yeah.
what this is about.
Yeah.
So it's true. We spend a lot of time on the show, for good reason, talking about the financial aspects of retirement. When is the right time based on my financial capability to retire? Obviously, we need to have accumulated enough money to actually stop working. But today, we really wanted to talk more to our listeners about when's the right time for them to retire. And, of course, that's a case-by-case situation. So, we get so focused on the financial part. We came across a study last year which really discusses some of the real reasons people are retiring today. And quite honestly, it has more to do with the life and freedom that these people want to start enjoying. Not to say that people don't love their jobs. A lot of people love their jobs and are doing just fine and may work well into their early 70s. We do see that. But the study does identify that this was a study done by Fidelity in collaboration with Stanford University Center. It tells us that non-financial factors like family, health, and lifestyle, those are actually ultimately the reasons people pull the trigger to retirement. So it's not to say they don't have most of their financial house in order, but it's ultimately these other things that cause them to say, okay, it really, really is time for me to sit back and change my life and stop, you know, hitting the time clock. Mm-hmm. So they say that among retirees, the 72% of them chose leisure as probably one of the strongest reasons to retire. So, you know, many of us go on the weekend and enjoy our hobbies, but we can't enjoy them as much as we want because we've got to mow the lawn. Well, ultimately, people are saying, it's time for me to enjoy golfing 3 times a week and enjoying my grandchildren. So I think that starts, especially we're seeing it more and more common now as people are living longer, they're starting to look at, you know, I want to enjoy more of my life now. But one of the biggest reasons for retirement is stress.
Oh.
And so 64% of them pointed to stress at work as being the trigger. So I think listeners need to really take note of that and say, is the stress at work causing me to perhaps shorten my life just through, you know, I'm not taking care of myself with my health? And oftentimes we see one of the partners in a household says, I'm just fine, and the other one's looking over and saying, you don't look fine. You're not acting fine. You're always agitated about work. And I want to retire with you someday, and I want that to be when you're living. So I want people to really take note of that. That's a pretty big statistic that 64% pointed to stress at work.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we talk about some of those non-financial factors which drive people into retirement, first couple, of course, leisure and having a little more leisure time, stress. What are some of the other things that you guys found in this report, in this study?
Well, so I'm a numbers guy. I just want to kind of
really
hit something on the air here. Sometimes people go, well, 72% leisure, 64% stress. Wait a minute, that's over 100%, right? So what this was a survey that looked at what are reasons that people identified, right? So the same person could have said leisure and stress and something else. So there you go. For those who are doing their math behind the scenes going, what's wrong with this Kloss Financial Group? So another non-financial factor is 62% pointed to the desire to spend more time with grandchildren. So again, another non-financial factor. So here's some of the reasons we're going over this, because at the end of the day, money isn't everything. It's kind of funny to hear that from a financial advisor, right?
Yeah.
But it's true. I don't know anybody that has a moving truck behind the hearse. Mm. I don't know anybody who gets to their deathbed and goes, I wish I just had one more year of work. Right? Nobody does that. And so ultimately, it is important to not only say, number one, am I financially prepared? But number two, what am I retiring to? Where Malia and I see a lot of failure in retirements is actually, sometimes it's around numbers, but sometimes it's not around numbers at all. Mm-hmm. It's around not envisioning what they're going to do when they're post-retirement. Right? There's really no goals. There's nothing to retire to. And so they just work, they work, they work, and they die. Right. And so they die with a lot of money. But I have to admit to all of you, it's not like Malia and I sit around and go, well, I hope people, you know, save as much as they can and then die with a bunch of money to pass onto their kids. That's not really it for us. Ours is, what are you doing to experience life? What are you doing to experience retirement in a meaningful way to you? If there's nothing there, you need to start thinking about what are non-financial factors? What are things that I'm going to do, hobbies that I'm going to be participating in retirement?
You know, one of the things interesting, and a lot of very interesting stuff in the notes, but one of the things that jumped out at me is a lot of pre-retirees looking for freedom over money, which is what you're saying there. Is I think for a lot of people, even people who love their job, the issue becomes it's an obligation. It's something you love to do, but it's something you also have to do. You made that commitment. I think for a lot of people, saying if I can remove that commitment part, maybe consult or do something else, we've got a win-win there.
Well, and so that's why you know, many people who have met with us here over the last number of years knows that there's multiple things we do in our first couple of meetings, one of which is to start creating a roadmap to where are you headed and when could you retire. And many times people either don't have the financial knowledge to do that or just don't trust their math. And so they'll sit down with us and they'll go, okay, I get how you came to that number. And what we hear often is, that is so great. I know that in 2 years or even today, I could retire if I wanted to, right? Mm-hmm. So now I get to go to work and be there because I want to, not because I have to be there. And sometimes, you know what? The last 5 years of their work is the most enjoyable 5 years because they know they didn't have to be there. I mean, truly.
That's a great perspective. Something I hadn't thought about. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll get you on the air with your retirement-related questions. Don't forget the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online at klossfinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison, their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus Quiz question of the week. Don't forget also you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Last segment, we talked a little bit about some of those non-financial factors that people cite when it comes to deciding when to retire. We also talked a little bit about pre-rate retirees and people leading up to retirement. You guys break kind of that pre-retirement into three phases, or you guys see kind of three distinct phases there. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, these phases are not necessarily age-based, but more stage in life-based. So perhaps you had your children, if you had children, earlier in life than later in life. So you might not quite fit perfectly in any of these ranges, but I think it helps our clients and our listeners to kind of understand where they're at. It might make them feel better because they know there's other people around them that are in similar circumstances. Or maybe they're ahead of the game. As I said, their stage of life is a little bit different, even though their ages might be the same. So the first couple of phases, we call it early pre-retirement. And this is probably for a lot of our clients when we first engage with them. That could be as early as 10 years prior to their actual retirement. So probably mid-50s. And these people, many of them still have some significant debt. Those people are 10 years out from retirement. They still have a mortgage, perhaps still helping children in college or helping support children. They're worried. They're worried that, okay, I'm looking at retirement in 10 years. Am I actually going to be able to afford to retire? So they're concentrating on the financial aspect of it, of course. They're looking at their parents who are now getting, you know, in their late 70s and thinking, how am I going to help support them financially? So it's a lot of questions at the same time, and that's hopefully where we start, you know, putting the roadmap together for them so they can comfortably segue towards retirement. They're usually pretty healthy. You know, at 55, you're still hopefully not on too many medications. Many of them are still happy with their jobs, so that's a great thing. And they're still wanting to be challenged in their careers. So that's what we would call early pre-retirement. And just so people understand that, again, it's not age-based, but more of kind of where you're situated.
Kind of a state of mind with these, right?
Exactly, right. State of mind. BJ, you want to talk about mid-pre-retirement?
Yeah, so the next phase that we see is mid-pre-retirement. This could be anywhere between 2 to 9 years out from retirement. And I know that sounds like a big range, but here's some of the attributes of people in mid-pre-retirement. These people are starting to significantly reduce debt, right, and have a focus on trying to become debt-free before they retire. Less responsible financially for other people at this point. So if they do have kids, hopefully their kids are financially independent or at least have had the opportunity to become independent. They're feeling a little bit better about where they're at financially. Most of these people have started to engage a retirement planner by this point. And if they haven't, they're regretting that, right? Little tongue-in-cheek there. But hopefully they have. They've engaged a retirement planner, have a sense of where they're at financially. They still like their job, but they're less interested in moving up, right? And you'll hear this from people as they get maybe early 60s. They'll go, yeah, I've had a really great career, but they offered me a promotion and I just don't know that I'm going to do it. Right. And their younger counterpart is going, what are you talking about? Why would you not take it? And because they're starting to value other things, they're looking forward to a day when they don't have to be so career focused. And these mid-pre-retirees are also starting to value free time and leisure and time with kids, or in some cases, they're starting to have grandkids. So there's the attributes of what we see in the mid-pre-retirement phase.
Do you see, too, when you mention and you're talking with people about maybe less interested in that promotion, Do people in the workplace tend to spend more time doing things like mentoring and trying to say, hey, all my years doing job X, here's some of what I've learned, and maybe working with some, maybe becoming more interested in kind of a workplace legacy and sharing that?
Yeah, absolutely. But it depends, right? Okay. So some people look at that as like a consulting gig mm-hmm. if they have something to share. It depends on the job that they were in, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes a teacher might just say they want to be done, or sometimes a manufacturer might just say, I want to be done. But maybe somebody who is an executive says he wants to start up a consulting agency. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, that's another whole kind of dialogue with a retirement planner in my mind, because sometimes these consulting gigs can turn into full-time jobs again if you're not careful. And so and we love them, by the way. I love seeing people active and working part-time in retirement, but you just have to be careful with, again, what is your vision of retirement? If your vision of retirement is having leisure and time with your kids and grandkids, starting up a brand new consulting gig may not be the best choice.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up the next segment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. Still got time for your questions. If you need some help from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to help you. Our number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll talk about that third phase. We'll do all of that next, as well as take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion, answers to your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in this segment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Amazon. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment. We left off talking about some of those pre-retirement stages. We talked about mid-pre-retirement, and then I would assume the next one is late pre-retirement. What kind of defines that area?
You're very quick, Sean. I'm glad you got that. Late. Late pre-retirement. So we're talking about being 2 years out from retirement at this point. This is where we see your priorities are starting to really shift into gear. You're feeling more confident about your financial future. Again, as CJ said, because you've probably been working with a financial advisor, hopefully getting you there, a retirement planner. And you're actually believing and seeing that your income is going to be sufficient. You are starting again to feel a little more job-related stress. But again, as CJ said, you've probably put aside your resume. You're not looking to build up, but rather look beyond work. What we also see is that you're getting tired. You've been getting up for the last 40 years early in the morning, working all day, and your body, depending on the type of job you have, if it's very, very physical, your body's starting to wear out, quite honestly. Hopefully the last part is the most important part. You're starting to feel excited about the next chapter of your life. And I think when we sit with clients and they and us are helping them to identify what the next chapter could look like. Maybe they have had a professional career, and I've sat here saying to clients, have you considered consulting? So at least there is something else for them to move on to if they have no hobbies or something. So really trying to dig into what's really important to them, what's their little trigger that's going to make them happy as they move into that next season of retirement. So it's an exciting time, and we really have wonderful experiences watching people gracefully move into it.
Let's talk and kind of looking back then, and I know that this study also looked kind of at retirees and got kind of a gauge of them of how they were feeling, especially with the preparation leading up to retirement. What did this study highlight there?
Yeah, highlighted that amongst recent retirees, 80% found it easier to live comfortably in retirement.
Oh, wow.
85% say it's the most rewarding time in their lives, being retired. And only 10% are worried about being bored. So let me just, dispel a myth here. This whole notion of, I don't want to retire because I'm going to be bored. Most people retire, and their comment to us within a week or two is, I don't know how I ever worked since I have so much to do.
Mm.
Now, that's not everybody, right? There is 10% of people where they really have, again, no plans. They have no desires. They just really want to sit around and watch the grass grow. And that's not healthy, by the way. You'd be better off in many circumstances continuing to work than to sit around doing nothing. But, you know, for our listeners who have either gone through retirement or are near retirement, most of you know, right? You're thinking in the back of your mind, yeah, that's not going to be me. I know that between my kids or grandkids or cousins or those vacations I want to go on, typically what we hear is the opposite. How did I ever work since now I'm getting to live life and live it to the fullest? A simple example for me would be I can already envision how I could just cram my own retirement life because I have all these things I want to do around my yard and to the house and fix things up, and I just never have time to do it, right? So my common phrase in our household is, there's a guy for that,
yeah.
Right? There's a guy for that, or there's a girl for that, meaning I don't have time to do it, so somebody's got to do it for me, and I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, those are some of the things that when you're retired, you get to do all those little things you weren't able to.
And if you want to, again, be prepared and also enjoy your retirement, it's important to have a plan in place. It's never too early. It's never too late. Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because just a moment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. One more thing as well is the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial up on the website. I was actually going through earlier today, looking at some of the old podcasts. You guys have been doing this a very, very long time.
I want to say it's 5 or 6 years.
I think it is. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I was looking at ones from 2012. And so you can go back, actually. It's kind of like back issues and listen to some of the other shows with other people around as well. It's really, really cool. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. You can learn about them there as well and sign up for the Market Pulse newsletter when you're at the site. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In a study conducted by Fidelity, what percentage of retirees tell us that stress at work caused them to retire? Telephone number, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget, with Kloss Financial, no cost for that initial visit, that kick of the tires, that get to know you. You can give them a call right now at 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered